Hello and welcome to our first episode where we read poems in French and then in English. Today we will share with you two of the most famous poems of French literature by 19th century authors Paul Verlaine and Charles Baudelaire. They deal with a very different topics. If Verlaine weeps on a lost love, Baudelaire invites his beloved to a fantastic voyage. Baudelaire is considered as the inventor of spleen in French poetry. It is not spleen as the part of the body, but rather a metaphor for a dark melancholy where the poet is disgusted by his life. His entire collection, 1857 Les Fleurs du Mal, or in English, The Flowers of Evil, develops this theme even in his more joyous pieces, like this one, L'Invitation au Voyage, or Invitation to a Journey. Mon enfant, ma sœur, songe à la douceur d'aller là-bas vivre ensemble. Aimer à loisir, aimer et mourir au pays qui te ressemble. Les soleils mouillés de tes ciels brouillés pour mon esprit ont les charmes si mystérieux de tes traîtres yeux brillants à travers leurs larmes. Là, tout est cordes et beauté, luxe, calme et volupté. Des meubles luisants, polis par les ans, décoreraient notre chambre. Les plus rares fleurs mêlant leurs odeurs aux vagues senteurs de l'ombre. Les riches plafonds, les miroirs profonds, la splendeur orientale, tout y parlerait à l'amant secret sa douce langue natale. Là, tout n'est qu'ordre et beauté, luxe, calme et volupté. Vois sur ces canaux dormir ces vaisseaux dont l'humeur est vagabonde. C'est pour assouvir ton moindre désir qu'ils viennent du bout du monde. Les soleils couchants revêtent les champs, les canaux, la ville entière d'hyacinthe et d'or. Le monde s'endort dans une chaude lumière. Là, tout n'est qu'ordre et beauté, luxe, calme et volupté. Will he write in English? My sister, my dear, consider how fair together to live it would be. Down yonder to fly, to love till we die in the land which resembles thee. Those suns that rise neath erratic skies, no charm could be like unto theirs, so strange and divine, like those the eyes of thine, which glow in the midst of their tears. There all is order and loveliness, luxury, calm, and voluptuousness. The tables and chairs, polished bright by the years, would decorate sweetly our rooms, and the rarest flowers would twine round our bowers and mingle their amber perfumes. The ceilings arrayed and the mirrors inlaid, the eastern splendor among, would furtively steal o'er our souls and appeal with its tranquilous native tongue. There all is order and loveliness, luxury, calm, and voluptuousness. In the harbors peep at the vessels asleep, their humor is always to roam. Yet it is but to grant thy smallest want from the ends of the earth that they come. The sunset beam upon meadow and a stream, and upon the city entire, neath a violet crest, the world sinks to rest, illumined by a golden fire. There, all is order and loveliness, luxury, calm, and voluptuousness. The rhyme, ici tout n'est qu'ordre et beauté, luxe, calme et volupté, or in English, there, all is order and loveliness, luxury, calm, and voluptuousness, is actually one of the most famous of the French language. We will now evoke another poem whose first rhyme echoes in the mind of every Frenchman and a Frenchwoman. Il pleure sur mon cœur, or in English, It Weeps on My Heart, by Paul Verlaine. It was published in 1874 in his collection Romans sans paroles, or in English, Wordless Romances, and takes the Baudelairean spleen to a sweeter languor. So in French, it goes like this. Il pleure dans mon cœur comme il pleut sur la ville. Quelle est cette langueur qui pénètre mon cœur? Ô bruit doux de la pluie par terre et sur les toits, pour un cœur qui s'ennuie au le chant de la pluie. Il pleure sans raison dans ce cœur qui est cœur. Quoi? Nulle trahison? Ce deuil est sans raison. C'est bien la pire peine de ne savoir pourquoi, sans amour et sans haine, mon cœur a tant de peine. So, let's hear it in English now. It weeps in my heart as it rains on the town. What is this dull smart possessing my heart? Soft sound of the rain on the ground and the roofs, to a heart in pain, all the song of rain. It weeps without cause in my heart-sick heart. In her faith, what? No flaws? this grief has no cause. 'Tis sure the worst woe to know not wherefore my heart suffers so without joy or woe. Enjoy this little poetry break, and we will see you next time for another